Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The second beatitude is, "Blessed are the meek." For Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." The poor in spirit corresponds to humility, and then comes meekness. Now, could you imagine going to a professional interview and having them ask, "Tell us what your greatest strength is," and you respond, "Well, I'm meek." Now, you might think that's ridiculous because what is the first thing you thought of when I say meekness? That's right. You probably think of weakness. But meekness is not weakness. In fact, it's just the opposite. Meekness is the calm strength that harnesses the power of anger and then directs it to the good. During the Exodus, Moses is described as the meekest man who ever lived, but he was no wimp or pushover. He was the only one who could confront Pharaoh face to face and then lead a million rebellious Israelites through the desert for 40 years. And I don't think the people in the temple thought Jesus was weak when he drove them out with a whip. Yet he was meek. So maybe we need to rethink our understanding of meekness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Meekness is the virtue that harnesses anger. Now, anger in itself is not bad. Anger, in fact, is a good God-given emotion that prompts us to achieve something difficult or arduous, or to correct some evil, or to endure something we can't change without giving up or becoming evil ourselves. So anger is meant to be constructive, but anger becomes sinful or destructive when it exceeds the bounds of what's reasonable or justifiable, like blowing up over minor things, or when we get too angry or our anger lasts too long. Or anger is sinful when it seeks vengeance. The purpose of anger is to rectify a wrong insofar as it leads to the restoration of what's good. But anger is sinful when it arises out of a personal retribution, when our anger seeks to hurt others or get revenge. But anger can also be sinful when it arises from an unjust cause, when we use it to get our way, to protect our ego, to show our importance and power. And the real point of anger is to help you do what you can control, what is within your scope of authority. So the question is, do you get angry about people and things you can't control? Do you get angry about the decisions of political authorities or church authorities? Because what good is that kind of anger going to do anyone? Why get angry about people or things you can't control? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Meekness is the calm strength that harnesses the power of anger and directs it for good. I think the training of war horses illustrates meekness in an amazing way. Wild stallions were brought down from the mountains and broken for riding. Some were used to pull wagons, some were raced, but the best were trained for warfare. And those horses retained their fierce spirit, their courage and power, but were disciplined to respond to the slightest nudge or pressure of the rider's leg. They could gallop into battle at 35 miles an hour and come to a sliding stop at a word. They were not frightened by arrows or spears or torches. So the war horse had power under authority, strength under control. It never ceased to be determined, strong, and passionate. However, it learned to bring its nature under the discipline of its rider. It gave up being out of control and rebellious. To understand the meek, picture a great stallion at a full gallop on a field of battle, who at his master's voice, seizing up to an instant halt, awaiting the next order. Now, we don't want to get rid of the power of anger. We just want to harness it for good. That's what meekness does. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can become meek if we'll do two things, check and command. When the emotion of anger begins to rage within you, check it, like a hockey player checking an opponent into the boards. Check the anger that's getting out of control. Stop it. But then, command the right response. So, when you face something which causes anger, check it, and then stop and think before you react. Ask yourself, what do I really want in the end? A wake of destruction? To burn all the bridges? Or just to look like an idiot who's out of control? No, I want union with God. Keep that in the front of your mind. And then think, what can I do in this situation? And if there's something you can do or should do, then do it. Change what's possible. But if this thing is not your responsibility, or there's nothing you can do, if it's beyond your control, then just stay calm and stay out of it. Remember, when anger arises, check it and then command. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A couple of good options for a resolution flowing from this meditation would be, one, to remember check and command, or remember this prayer by Teresa of Avila, because if you will practice this prayer, you will be meek. Teresa writes, "Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes, but God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough." That captures meekness. Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, were you surprised that in this meditation on meekness, we were also talking about war horses and hockey?
I think you were just trying to get my attention.
Do you think the average person would draw those three things together?
No, I think most people associate meekness with a pushover. Which it's hard to draw that balance of not being a pushover, which is not the ideal, obviously, but
this is a good point. We need to explore this. What is the precise difference between a pushover and someone who is meek? What do you think the difference is?
What is a pushover? What is meek? I would say a pushover's power is entirely diminished and relinquished. And if you are meek, your power is better utilized.
Totally agree. I like the fact that you paused and thought about it. And I like the fact that I was silent and let you think about it.
I'm still kind of chewing on it.
But we shouldn't be afraid of, in conversation, letting people have a little silence and think. We don't always have to be talking in a conversation. I think that a meek person, they know what is right and what is wrong. They know what they are specifically responsible for, what is their scope of authority. They know what can be changed and what can't, and then they act powerfully in accord with that. So if I know this is wrong and I am responsible for it and something can be changed, then I must stop at nothing to correct those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need energy. That's what anger is. It's the energy to help you do that.
Yeah, I think the difference there being that the pushover sees the wrong good, which is usually just an avoidance of conflict or comfort in general.
Yeah, excellent.
Whereas meekness is not about, let's never confront anyone. But if you confront someone in the wrong time, it's a waste of that power. It's a waste of that energy. So it says, let's pause. Let's really assess what kind of battle this is and strike when it's most efficient.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But any time that you're just lashing out, that anger is poorly used.
I'm really kind of surprised, and I think you've touched upon something very insightful, that the timid person will waste their anger. They'll blow up about things that are completely inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a tendency and then they have to do in general. Yeah.
And then they won't. Mm-hmm. Use anger when they need to confront
That's
something.
That's so true. You see this when we bottle things up and then sit with it for a long time and then lash out about something ridiculous because you've just stored up all of your anger. You haven't been using it. You don't know when to use it. You're not assessing it. You're not treating it with the respect that, in a way, almost like a weapon should be treated with.
Yeah. It.
The least safe you could be with a weapon is not respecting the power that it has.
Yeah, you need to know how to wield it. And it is, anger is a good God-given emotion that we need to use. It's funny, I would dare say that Americans in particular suffer from timidity. They're timid. We don't like to stand up for what is right. We are afraid to confront people. We don't like conflict. And yet, we'll blow up on all the wrong reasons. And the worst thing I see is that, maybe not the worst thing, but I see all the time that we allow so many things that are beyond our scope of authority or things we can't change to make us so angry and have such a bad outlook on life that it tends to ruin
Yeah.
so much.
And I think in most of that, we're abandoning our real fight. We'll usually sit by pretty quietly with things that we know we need to confront and big battles we need to fight. And I say this absolutely about myself. But then when it comes to the little things that you've got no business being a part of, that's when you want to expel all of your energy.
Yeah, we are outraged about everything going on in the world that we have no control over.
Yeah.
And then we're not outraged about the one thing we should be, and that's our own personal vices. Where should I really use anger on my against my vices and sin? Or correcting the things in my realm of authority.
Really, this is a whole meditation on our recent big, deep question of why people just don't get in fist fights anymore. That used
We
to be
didn't
a
have
whole
that on the
big thing.
podcast. I don't think we had that conversation on the
We
podcast.
just did a lot of talking about it. People
Yeah.
just don't fist fight anymore, for better or for worse. But I think it does say something about meekness in general, that people, they don't stand up for much at all now.
Yet they're outraged all the time about things that.
Yeah, it's like what was the phrase? A mile wide and an inch deep. But with rage, you know? We're constantly at a boil, but we're never actually doing anything.
That's a good way to put it. We're constantly at a boil and we never do anything proper with it.
Which means that you're putting anger in a lot of places it shouldn't be. And you're using it for a lot of people who don't deserve it.
Yeah. And it's eating you up. It will
Yeah.
eat you up.
It really will. It's a good way to put it. But I like this imagery of the warhorse, or just bringing it to that battle, that really learn how to take your moment and see the battle, see when you need to actually fight.
And remember, anger is, it's not like setting off a terrorist bomb. Anger is an energy to help you carry out a specific strategy for good. And remember the three areas that you need this energy. I think it's helpful to remember this.
Yeah, I gotta remember that I can only control my car and I cannot control the cars of the people around me.
Yeah, that anger is this energy to help you achieve something difficult or arduous. You think of the person who is able to lift a car off somebody.
Yeah.
It was that anger, the energy at that moment. Or the anger is the energy to correct an evil. But we also need that energy of anger to endure something that you can't change. Let's say you have a chronic illness. And you feel overwhelmed by it, like it's crushing you. That's a Thomas Aquinas says you got to apply that energy of anger to endure without becoming despairing. That doesn't mean we're cussing at our illness, but it is that we're applying the proper emotional energy. Anger is an emotional energy. That's all I'm saying.
But it should never, it should always be controlled.
It has to be.
Yeah. Which seems so simple, but it's really hard to even remember that.
Well, otherwise it is just a terrorist bomb with indiscriminate.
Even when the moment seems justified, if it's not a controlled sort of anger.
Yeah.
Because then it is like a bomb, and you never know who it's going to hit.
That's right. Yeah, so we can be meek or basically we can be meek or a terrorist.
Yeah.
We got two options.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be meek or do you want to be a terrorist?
Or a pushover.
Or a push. Yeah. But usually the pushover ends up a terrorist.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Well, that's just the point you made at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the pushover ends up the terrorist.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, these Beatitudes.
They're not half bad.
Yeah, they'd probably be a pretty good way to live.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's why Jesus gave them to us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.